Connecting Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. Leaving Awake. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Today's text comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When I was a child, we had a swimming pool, and one of my favorite things to do was to create wakes. What I mean is this. I would put my feet on the side of the pool, and then I would push off as hard as I could, arrowing through the water like a boat, leaving a wake behind it. I would see how far I could go on the strength of just one push. How long of a wake could I leave? The disturbance in the water did not last very long, but it was beautiful. I think about that sometimes as I grow older, because our lives on earth are very much like wakes, aren't they? When we are young, we have strength and energy and we push off as hard as we can, changing the world behind us. But sooner or later, we run out of power. The big push is over and things are slowing down. And we look back to see how we did. This is where Paul is, coming to the close of his life, thinking about what lies before him. Soon he will be with Christ, and that will be joy. But what about his wake? What has God done through him during the short years of his life? Paul's answer is the answer we all wish for ourselves. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You can hear the joy in Paul's voice. Not that his life was perfect. After all, he had been a persecutor and a murderer in his day. And even after Jesus brought him to faith, there were still regrets, like the disagreement he had with Barnabas. Paul's life was like our lives, and the wake he would leave was nowhere near perfect. But God would use it. No matter what time of life you are in, you are in God's hands. Have you done everything you wanted to do? Probably not. But you are in Christ, who died for you and rose again to give you new, everlasting life. You are a child of the Father, who will use you, even you, to further his kingdom. And you are a person in whom the Holy Spirit lives, doing his work even when you don't notice. Your wake is in God's hands. Trust yourself to him. We pray. Dear Lord, you see what I have made of my life. Thank you for what is good, and please forgive and mend what is broken. Amen.